There was good news on Sunday about COVID-19 infections in the state as the positivity rate from testing showed a decrease to just over 12%, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. But that rate is still way above the goal of 5%, and as of yesterday, there were 1,539 patients hospitalized in Colorado. The Denver Post reports that testing sites in Denver are so swamped that public health officials are asking people who can safely delay getting testing to do so. In addition, those who can get a private test should go that route, leaving the city's four community sites for those with fewer resources. The state announced late Friday that it is opening new testing sites in Golden and Lone Tree and will be operating mobile testing vans in various locations. As of Friday, 20 counties were moved to the red level of the state's COVID-19 dial, including Boulder and all other counties in Metro Denver. The new level red bars personal gatherings of any size, forces restaurants to close indoor dining, limits office capacity to 10%, and recommends high schools and colleges switch to remote learning. Boulder County on Sunday reported two new deaths and 159 new coronavirus cases. The University of Colorado had 13 positive tests on Saturday. Governor Jared Polis said on Friday that what was always reasonably safe is no longer reasonably safe and that we are losing Coloradans every day to the virus. He emphasized the importance of personal responsibility and suggested that the present challenges many small businesses face, laying off staff and cutting back capacity, if not closing altogether, are unfortunate outcomes of individuals' lack of caution. Weld County is one of 20 that has been moved to the red level, but the county commissioners said Friday they will not obey new restrictions. In a news release, the Weld County commissioners wrote that the government will encourage residents and business owners to take individual responsibility and make decisions to protect themselves, their families, their community, and their businesses. The Denver Post reports that Weld County in particular has repeatedly chafed at instituting restrictions to curb the virus. Governor Polis did not say how the state plans to address Weld County's open flouting of the tougher red level restrictions. A COVID-19 safety alert was sent to some cell phones at 9 a.m. yesterday from the State Emergency Operations Center. The alert targeted cell phones in counties that have moved to the red level, meaning there is a severe risk of getting COVID-19 in those areas. The State Joint Information Center said that the alert was to notify Coloradans about the direness of the COVID-19 situation in the state, with one out of every 49 people now infected. The center said that they need everyone to avoid gatherings outside the household, including those for Thanksgiving. People should wear masks anytime they go outside their house, keep physical distancing of at least 6 feet from anyone they encounter. Last summer, protesters at the state capitol pushed over a Civil War statue, and now it will be replaced by a sculpture of a Native American woman mourning the atrocities of the Sand Creek Massacre. The Denver Post reports that the Capitol Building Advisory Committee voted 7-2 on Friday in favor of the new sculpture after hearing from representatives of the tribes that suffered at Sand Creek 156 years ago. Otto Braided Hare of the Northern Cheyenne and a descendant of survivors of Sand Creek told the committee, "They were wiped out. Their voices are no longer heard. Their wishes and concerns were no longer heard. Those are the people we speak for." The state legislature now must decide how big that monument will be, and as long with its pedestal. There's a new park in the town of Firestone that pays tribute to two men who died 3 years ago when an uncapped gas line caused an explosion of a home. The Times-Call reports that Mark Martinez and Joey Irwin were working in the basement when the explosion occurred. Erin Martinez, Mark's wife, and one of the couple's two children were also injured. The park is located where the destroyed house stood. The landscape includes native grasses and newly planted trees with numerous details woven in to honor Irwin and Martinez. They each have a side of the park where people can see the mementos to their lives. The U.S. Forest Service has issued a controversial rule greenlighting activities such as logging and road building in national forests in Colorado and elsewhere, and they did not take any public comment on it. The move is part of a flurry of regulatory rollbacks by the Trump administration that will diminish protections for migratory birds and expand drilling and mining. Attorney Susan Jane Brown with the Western Environmental Law Center says the rule changes the National Environmental Policy Act requirement that environmental impact studies be completed before infrastructure projects can begin.
The procedures that the agency did finalize and decided to move forward with are a pretty substantial threat to our national forests, particularly given this administration's focus on commercial extraction from our public lands.
She says the rule okays categorical exclusions to allow the Forest Service to proceed with most projects without public notice. Officials say the change is needed so the agency can efficiently maintain and repair infrastructure on the public lands it manages. Brown says putting a road in a national forest can set off a chain of reaction of ecological events, and most of them are bad.
Scientists tell us that roads are a pretty impactful action to take. To build roads on public lands has innumerable adverse effects on water quality, on wildlife, and contributes to things like forest fires.
Brown says conservation groups have for years battled the Trump administration over its efforts to water down or eliminate environmental protections. She says they're hopeful new administration will review and overturn some of the changes.
It's definitely one of those late hour actions that would be subject to reversal by an incoming administration. Whether or not this is going to rank on their priority list is unclear. A number of advocates will be talking with the transition team and apprising them of our concerns.
And again, those new regulations are scheduled to go into effect immediately.